What is up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog AJ Laster, and welcome to the season finale of the Real Talk Podcast. I would like to say that the Real Talk Podcast is sponsored by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. And yes, I am leaving that a little short for you. Well, it's been a good year. And to be honest with you, I'm just fucking with you. This year hasn't been great. The year started off great. With everyone feeling fine and everything. And then in March, the whole world went to complete hell. But we got some good movies out of it. We got streaming services out of it. And like I said, sports entertainment has adapted to this. And we found out movies are going to be moving to streaming formats in for the foreseeable future until people are safe enough to go back into theaters. But this episode tonight is not about 2020 in general. This episode is about something that I've been waiting all season to cover. And I am proud to say that I'm going to cover it for the season finale of the Real Talk Podcast. And of course, you know I'm talking about the rebirth of D4. I mentioned this in a random shit talk episode. I mentioned it in a random real talk episode too. That I said I was going to cover this specific topic because, well, like most of my listeners out there, I am a gamer. I love my video games. Hell, in my home studio, I have a TV that I play my games on. I have an Xbox. I've been playing video games since I was a kid. My very first game system just so happened to be the original Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES. And like, I grew up around every game system that came out. The PlayStation, the Sega Dreamcast. I know the Sega Dreamcast, the Sega Genesis, the Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, so on and so forth. But of course, I didn't have this channel growing up when I was a kid. Because hell, this channel wasn't even a thought when I was a kid. And then, of course, we found out earlier this year, back during the summer, during Comic-Con at home, that G4 is making one hell of a comeback. And this is coming from me, as someone who started watching G4 in 2006, before the channel started losing its edge and started airing reality shows like Cheaters and Cops and so on and so forth. This channel was my escape. I actually got to watch fucking E3. And the Tokyo Game Show, thanks to this channel. Usually I would watch the hosts of X-Play, Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb, when I watched them do X-Play live from E3. Then of course I also watched Attack of the Show, which, by the way, that show was fucking weird. But that was his thing. It was supposed to be weird. And of course, their first original animated show, the Code Monkeys, which was like arcade-style animation. And when I say arcade-style, I mean it looked like you were watching a show as it's being played on a fucking arcade system. Now, like I said, this channel has had original shows. I'm not going to get into complete detail. But would you believe that the very first thing that this channel actually broadcast was a game of Pong? This was back when it was known as Tech TV. And then when Tech TV evolved into G4, they combined it and became G4 Tech TV. Which means they showed their tech shows, but they also started to incorporate the video game review shows. Like, for instance, X-Play. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have played Grand Theft Auto Vice City. I would not have bought the Xbox, and I sure as hell would not have played Halo. But like I said, when there is a rise, there is a fall. They started losing steam, but in my honest opinion, they started losing steam when they started airing reality shows. Now, don't get me wrong, mostly reality shows are good for channels that are struggling, but for a channel that's supposed to be a channel for gamers, what was the point of showing shows like fucking Cops? What the hell was the point of showing shows like fucking Cheaters? Hell, they had a show called Cheat where they would actually give you the fucking cheat codes to actually help you get through a game. But Cheaters was about some fucking idiot going out there and helping couples expose their cheating lovers. And to be honest with you, and this is, like I said, my own personal opinion, there was no reason for G4 to add Cheaters to their lineup. And of course, they also show, but the one thing they did do good with this, they actually showed game trailers. They actually showed, they actually showed video game trailers for games that are coming out in the coming years. Like I said, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have played Halo. I sure as hell would not have had a fucking PlayStation 3. Of course, I joined late in the game. I ended up with a PlayStation 3. While I was a teenager, right after G4 ended its run. And like I said, G4 ended the same way it began, with a game of Pong, and then just started showing the servers shutting down. But of course, the cast of the many shows will go on to lead successful lives. Adam Sessler is pretty popular on freaking Twitter right now. And so was his co-host Morgan Webb. But after Adam left the show, he went on to do other things. I want to talk about that fucking video they did, where they showed all the props from all their shows. And in that final scene, they showed an old school TV playing Pong the same way that the channel started. many years ago, back in 2001. Or 2002, whichever one. Because like I said, I didn't start watching G4 until 2006. But along with that game of Pong, there was an interrupted transmission. They started doing this thing, and then next thing you know, the G4 logo pops up. And at the end of it, it showed the words, "We never stopped playing." And then it just showed our release year, 2021. Which to me sent chills through my entire body when I found out that the channel was coming back. And then a couple months later, well, pretty much last month, they aired a very special G4 holiday special. And yes, I did say that right. Where it showed the host, Ron Funches, sitting down with the original, you know, the original hosts of Attack of the Show, X-Play, Cheat, and we got to relive a lot of moments. But my favorite part was seeing Xavier Woods save the hosts and end up getting a surprise of his own. That he himself, Xavier Woods, whose real name is Austin Creed, was now officially a part of G4, which, if most of you have been following Austin Creed on Twitter, you would know that he's been trying ever since G4 announced their comeback back in the summer, back at Comic-Con at home. He's been trying to get them to notice him and become a contributing factor, like a host of sorts for G4. And at the end of the very special G4 Christmas special, he got his wish and he became a host. Hell, I even did an audition to be a part of G4, but of course it went ignored, which I'm fine with. I'm not cut out for TV. Hell, I'm not a handsome son of a bitch, but then again, neither is Adam Sessler, and he would contest to that. But when I said in the last pod episode that I'd be talking about the rise and fall, I meant it. The rise and fall means that they were on the rise. They took G4 took over Tech TV and ended up taking over Tech TV, and the channel mainly became specifically for gaming content. But let me break down some of the shows. Like Attack of the Show. Attack of the Show is just pretty much anything geek. They pretty much talked about movies. They talked about TV shows based on superheroes. And of course, once the show started picking up steam, the show started getting goofier and more geekier. Especially with Olivia Munn. Yes, and I'm talking about the actress Olivia Munn, who actually got her start on G4 as a part of Attack of the Show. She was happy. She even tweeted back when they announced it. She threw a throwback gif of her wearing a Sailor Moon cosplay. And oh my God, she was sexy as hell. Hallelujah, mine is still sexy as hell. What the hell am I talking about? But people ask, what is G4? What is it? And like I said at the beginning, it was a TV network specifically for gamers back in 2002. It spawned Attack of the Show. It spawned X-Play. It spawned Cheat. And it spawned a bunch of other shows. Hell, one of their most successful shows was the original Ninja Warrior from fucking Japan. And then they started airing American Ninja Warrior, which was the American equivalent of it. But of course, they didn't give up on themselves. They kept going. Like I said, Adam Sessler left the X-Play and leaving Morgan Webb to host, pretty much find a new co-host, which also happened with Olivia Munn when Kevin left. And no, I'm not talking about Kevin Feige from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Yeah, I'm talking about Kevin Pereira. Sorry for the silence there. My mind does tend to go blank. But anyway, it started as, like I said, it started as a gaming channel. The reason it was canceled is because it started losing viewers. Which means it was it launched 12 years ago. Which, my God, 12 fucking years. They launched as its own brand. It merged with TechTV, and then DirecTV stopped carrying the network for some damn reason because people were not interested in it anymore. Mainly because they kept showing fucking cheaters and cops. I'm sorry for doing that, but what the fuck, G4? What the fuck? You had good shows like X-Play. You had good shows like Attack of the Show. You had Cheat. Of course, you had the Tech TV series that morphed into shows for G4. Hell, one of my favorite episodes of X-Play was when they reviewed Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. No, not Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, Tony Hawk's Underground. It was pretty damn cool. And of course, the funny fucking segments they did while reviewing these games was pretty funny too. I mean, hell, I got to see Adam Sessler act like a damn secret agent while reviewing fucking GoldenEye. But, like I said, G4 started to fall when they started losing their viewers. Especially when Adam Sessler left X-Play and when Kevin Pereira left Attack of the Show. And the show started getting more and more goofier. But of course, like I said, Comcast and NBC, who own G4, started canceling some of the flagship shows on G4, their cornerstone shows. They started adding the fucking live-action shows like Cops, Cheaters, and Ninja Warrior. But Ninja Warrior and American Ninja Warrior were actually damn good draws. Pretty much. Hell, when they canceled Code Monkeys after the second season, I was pissed. I thought that show had fucking potential. But of course, they ended up airing Spaceballs, the animated series, which is pretty much animating the fucking movie. Like, seriously? You're gonna reanimate the fucking movie? The thing is, I'm looking at an article that Thrillist.com posted about why was it canceled. Like it said here that poor G4 had a rough go of it over its 12 years. It was constantly changing hands as if no executive knew exactly what to do with the channel. And like I just mentioned, G4 lost as its own brand, as its own Comcast brand. And then it eventually merged with Tech TV. And it did pretty well through about 2010. And I do believe, 2010 is when the channel itself started losing viewers and uninterested subscribers. And then in 2012, it got really, really crappy and messy, especially when they started canceling the good shit. Then in 2014, when they were put to fucking rest. And they filmed a final farewell. They went out in style. I actually watched that broadcast. The channel went out in style. And like I said at the beginning of this, they ended its run with a game of Pong. And then they shut everything down. And then G4 ended up becoming the fucking Esquire Network. Which I could probably tell you this. That didn't last too damn long. Because eventually after Esquire Network took over G4's TV spot, they themselves started losing viewers. And they ended up shutting that motherfucker down. And that was the fall. When they started canceling the good shows, started adding a lot of fucking reality series like fucking Cheaters and Cops, which most of my listeners who are gamers will agree with me on this. Cops and Cheaters are what killed G4. G4 is supposed to be a channel for gamers, where people can watch Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb make total asses of themselves while trying to review a damn good game. I especially loved it when Adam gave his review and he did the out of 5 on his reviews. Which most recently he did for G4's revival. He did a review, his own personal review, on the new game that just recently came out, Cyberpunk 2077. He said it's a good game, but it's got its bugs. But I think one of the weirdest things about that fucking game is the fact that you can actually use a dildo to beat the fuck out of somebody. What in the fuck, man? What the fuck, CD Projekt Red? You give people guns. You turn people into cybernetic-like androids. And you give the player a fucking dildo that gives out more fucking damage than an actual fucking gun does. Now, technically, I didn't know exactly his review on it. I didn't know how many out of 5 he gave. But Adam Sessler's still fucking funny. And that motherfucker can actually still review. And that's the reason why I'm bringing up the revival of this channel. Like I said, back at Comic-Con at home, they made the official announcement that that G4 was coming back. Sure, it was just a teaser. But I could probably tell you this. That teaser alone gave gamers hope. Especially with the rise of, with the boom of esports, you know, competitive gaming, and of course casual gaming too. I'm pretty sure that gamers are going to want to see actual fucking gaming competitions on this fucking channel. Don't give the gaming shit to fucking TBS. When G4 comes back, whichever form it comes in, it could be a fucking YouTube channel. It could be a fucking channel you can download off of fucking Roku on your fucking Xbox, on your PlayStation, on your fucking Amazon Fire TV sticks. Or hell, it'll probably be a part of the Comcast thing, fucking Peacock. And you can watch your shit on, watch that shit on there. Fucking live. Or it might actually come back as an actual fucking channel. A lot of people are predicting that it'll most likely be on Hulu. It'll, like, and like I said, it'll be probably be a part of Peacock. It'll probably be a part of Twitch or and YouTube, like I mentioned. Or it could be it'll get Quibi, which I believe Quibi's going to be here for a while. And people were wondering, now that the channel's back, what will it air? Not when will it air, what will it air? Me? Like I said, I'm hoping they do competitive game, show competitive gaming on this new G4. They need to bring back fucking X-Play. Especially for the games that just fucking, the games that came out during the years that the channel has been gone. They need to bring back Attack of the Show because that shit was fucking funny. I already know for a fucking fact they're going to bring back the goddamn interns because they're the ones who made the fucking shows funny too. Now bring fucking Ghost Bagel on there. I actually liked her fucking content. Put fucking Chris Dinker on that motherfucker. Pretty much any gamer who actually plays indie games, put them on there. Create a fucking show entirely about indie games, playing indie games. Hell, bring back cheat, even though the fucking, there are still some fucking cheat codes out there. Most games today don't have fucking cheat codes. And that's the real bitch of it. We already know Adam Sessler, Morgan Rebb, Kevin Pereira, Olivia Munn, Jessica Chobot. Don't know if Sarah Jean Underwood's going to be back for it. But we do know that G4 is going to come back. Especially now that they got Austin Creed, WWE's Xavier Woods, a part of the show. Hell, maybe they can do a partnership with WWE and, hell, let Xavier Woods do his up, up, down, down show on G4, which I hope they fucking do. Let Xavier Woods evolve his YouTube channel to fucking G4 and turn it into an actual fucking show. Let him review games. Retro games. Hell, let him review WWE games. Past, present, and future. Let him review the games he likes to play. Which is pretty much what they're probably going to fucking do. Because, hell, he's a damn good gamer. I actually watched a couple videos of his on his channel. And my God, he's pretty damn good. But of course, he's also got the up, up, down, down championship belt. He doesn't have it himself, but you know what I mean. Like I said, when the channel does come back, hopefully it comes back sometime in 2021. And like the article in Thrillist said, who really knows what they'll air? I'm hoping that when they do come back, pretty much, I have to say, you guys never stop playing. Us gamers who loved G4 never stopped waiting. That's right, we never stopped waiting. We missed the days of watching game reviews, watching gaming trailers, game previews, finding out what superhero movies were coming out, what comic books were coming out. Hell, I missed watching the channel. I'm serious. I'm gonna fanboy out here for a second. I missed that fucking channel. Because every day when I came home from the alternative school, yes, I was in alternative school, I would come home and put it on G4. Because my dad had actually got G4 when we had DirecTV. And I watched it every time X-Play came on, Attack of the Show came on, Cheat came on, hell, even fucking Code Monkeys. Sure, the show seemed a little repetitive, it seemed a little fucking retarded, but I liked it. It was pretty much about game developers trying to develop a game for a CEO who doesn't really care that much about fucking games, which pretty much sums up most gaming companies today. But of course, most gaming companies are actually wanting to focus more on the gameplay. They're wanting to make every gamer's dream come true and give them the best fucking game. But CD Projekt Red, whatever the fuck your next game is, for the love of fucking God, tone down the fucking sexuality. I mean, yes, there's some fine bitches in that fucking game. And yes, there's a lot of ass. But Jesus fucking Christ, chill out with the fucking dildos. I understand you're trying to sexualize the future. You're trying to sexualize 2077. Who knows if 2077 will actually be that fucking sexy? You never fucking know. But of course, when I watched Adam Sessler do his review on Cyberpunk, you could actually see some of the fucking glitches. One of the glitches I saw was a fucking patron in a fucking restaurant bending over backwards looking like something from the fucking Exorcist. Hell, there's a dude at a gas station meant to be sitting on a fucking bench, but the motherfucker was sitting in midair like he was in Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy's fucking invisible car. The invisible boatmobile. The fuck? But the whole reason why that game is so glitchy is because they were in a rush to get the game out to the gamers who were anticipating this game coming out. But of course, they're already working on it. They're already getting the patches out. So that way, last-gen gamers like myself with my Xbox One X and my PS4. Yes, I have both game systems. I'm done with the fucking console wars. I want the gaming universe to live in harmony. I don't give a fuck if Xbox players are better. I don't give a fuck if PlayStation 4 players are better. We're all a community. We're all gamers. And believe me, sure, I don't play as much as I oughta, but I love video games. I love how stunning they're making the games out today. I mean, hell, the first time I played a Resident Evil game was Resident Evil 5 on the PlayStation 3. Sure, it was action-oriented, but I really didn't give a fuck because it was fucking Resident Evil. And I got to shoot people in the fucking head. Which is pretty much why most of my games are pretty much first-person shooters. Because I like to aim and shoot people in the fucking head. I like to shoot aliens in the fucking head. I'm pretty sure when I played fucking the Master Chief Collection on my fucking Xbox, I played the first Halo, I shot one of them fucking aliens in the goddamn head. Hell, I played Call of Duty Advanced Warfare at least several times. I aim to shoot you in the fucking head. Hell, one time I shot some dude in the fucking ass and he fucking died. Literally, in the fucking ass. But I'm getting off track. But what I'm saying is, G4 was the channel. Was the channel for us gamers. Hell, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be a gamer today. I wouldn't have my collection of fucking video games. Especially when Wolfenstein came out. Wolfenstein The New Order. Or the fact that they actually reviewed the original Gears of War games. I didn't start playing the Gears of War games until they all came out for the Xbox. Like I said, I was strictly a fucking PlayStation gamer until I finally came to my fucking senses and got me a damn Xbox. But if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for X-Play, if it wasn't for Attack of the Show, and if it wasn't for Cheat, the gaming community probably wouldn't be a fucking thing. But of course, then again, we've pretty much been gamers since the fucking 1980s. Back when they released fucking game systems. Hell, back in the 70s, they had the fucking Atari. You had to play games like fucking E.T. Fuck. But if they do a reboot of X-Play, I promise you this. I know they've done a review on all the Uncharted games. I want to see them do a review on A Thief's End and The Lost Legacy. I want to see them do a review on Destiny 2. I want to see them do a fucking review on both the fucking Doom games. And both of The Last of Us games. Because The Last of Us Part 1 came out on the fucking PlayStation 3. I want to see them review the fucking Call of Duty games. Whichever one they believe would be right. Yeah, I want to see what the hell they would fucking do with the fucking Star Wars games that just came out. The Battlefield, the fucking Jedi Fallen Order. Hell, even the most recent one, fucking Squadrons. Which I'll give you my review on it. It fucking rocks. I love being a fucking pilot. On that. Hell, I love Wolfenstein. I love shooting fucking Nazi pricks. Hell, I became a fan of Assassin's Creed after watching their fucking review on them. I think it was Assassin's Creed 2. But I digress. With G4 coming back, gamers rejoice. What, and like I said, what do I want? If people would ask me what I would want them to air, like I said, I want them to reboot X-Play. I don't want them to reboot X-Play. I want them to keep the same formula for fucking X-Play, bring it back. Keep the same formula for Attack of the Show, bring it back. Give Xavier Woods his own fucking gaming show. Put fucking esports at the fucking forefront. And bring back fucking Code Monkeys. That show fucking rocked. If you don't like it, come at me, bro. That was my final thought. I chose this as the season finale because, like I said, I'm a gamer. Hell, I've been a gamer since I was a kid when I got my first Nintendo. When I got the very first Nintendo, the NES. And the first game I played on it was, ironically, Super Mario Brothers. I didn't play any other game except for Super Mario Brothers. Well, that and Duck Hunt. I would spend hours on fucking Super Mario Brothers 3. You couldn't touch me on that. I never owned the Super NES, but I have played games on it. It's fucking fun. Then I got my Nintendo 64. Fuck yeah. But like I said, I've had my fair share of gaming consoles. Hell, I never got to own the Sega Genesis. I never got to own the Sega Dreamcast. But I know what they look like. But G4. G4 was the channel. Even before it merged with Tech TV. Or when it merged with Tech TV in 2002 or 2003. Like I said, I didn't start watching it until 2005. Back when they were hitting their stride. And they had the good shit. Gaming reviews were the shit then. And those were the reason. It's because of those gaming reviews that made people want to go buy the fucking game. Made people want not to buy the game. But people will buy the game no matter fucking what. Because people will actually. The companies will actually put it out there that their game is the best. But X-Play was the reason why most people play half the games they own today. Now, they'll probably eventually do a fucking review on the Series X and the PlayStation 5. Who knows? Hell, Attack of the Show could talk about movies. They could talk about TV shows that are coming soon. All the streaming services that are getting new movies, new TV shows. They could talk about superheroes, which is one of my personal favorite subjects to talk about. Look at Batman. Look at the Batman episode of the podcast. And I want to see them pull the same shit that they did back in the heyday. The G4. I really don't give a damn if people think, oh, they're just using the same formula. Pretty much what I would like to see them do is take that formula and revamp it. Give us something new while still initiating the old formula of how you guys made it work. And let the gamers, let your fans, let the G4 fans, like myself, be your guide on your way back to the top. And of course, like I said, put fucking esports at the top of the fucking list of shows, new shows that you need to do. That and give Xavier Woods his own fucking show. Like he does on YouTube. And with that being said, I give this podcast the entire season a 4.5 out of 5. No, I'm fucking with you. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 because it's been a good, it's been a rough year for all of us. Especially since the pandemic started. And like I said, this is the final podcast of 2020. I hope I've been a guiding light to all of you. To give you guys something to fucking listen to give you guys something to fucking talk about during this whole fucking pandemic. And I want to apologize to anybody I offend on this. Just so you know, I don't mean a single word I say if I insult you. Except for the Proud Boys. You Proud Boys can go fuck yourselves. I meant every word I said about you guys. But anybody else, if I offend you, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to have fun. I want you guys to join in on my fun. Hell, I want you guys to help out with the show. I want you guys to pick out future episodes. I want you guys to help out with season 2. Because I want season 2 to be based on what you guys want. And hopefully in season 2 I'll have a fucking co-host. Because like I've said in many other episodes, I'm getting sick and tired of talking to myself. Even though in my mind, I know I'm talking to you. And if you follow me on Facebook, David Laster, of course, message me on there and give me ideas. If you follow the official Facebook page, it's not official yet. It's under Anything Goes Podcast, but it should be Real Talk Podcast. I can't fucking change it. Fuck you, Facebook. Message me from there. And you guys can actually give me suggestions and ideas on that too. You can also find me on Twitter at AlphaDog131. Give me suggestions there. You can also find me on Reddit. Yes, I'm officially on Reddit. And you guys can actually message the Real Talk Podcast page and give me suggestions on what you guys would think will be a good topic for me to talk about in the next season. You guys give me the topic. I will talk about it. I'm leaving it all up to you, my fans. Because, to be honest with you, when it comes to recording a podcast, it's not easy. I just make it seem like it's easy. Because I don't have a home studio. Like an actual fucking setup. I use a phone and a gaming headset. Yes, a gaming headset to record my episodes. But I do it to get the job done. With that, I hope everyone has had I hope anyone who has survived this year keeps on living, keeps on surviving. I hope you all have been good people. Which I know most of you haven't. And I wanted to say this at the beginning of the episode. I hope everybody had a safe and wonderful Christmas. And I hope everybody has a damn good New Year. Cause like I say, and this is gonna be a new saying for me. Make your own destiny and choose your own fate, because nobody's going to do it for you. With that being said, this has been the Real Talk Podcast, the season finale. I hope to hear from you guys throughout the rest of this year and into the next. 2021 will be your year. And only you can make it. I hope to see you guys in a couple weeks for season 2. I am your host, the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster. And I'll see you guys on the other side of the new year. Peace out. Good night. Good luck. Be good people. Happy New Year, everybody.